This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government has brought next-generation reforms in GST. He said GST 2.0 is a double dose of support and growth for the nation, and GST has become even simpler now. Mr. Modi was interacting with the National Awardee Teachers in Delhi last evening.
मीडिया के कुछ साथी इसको जीएसटी 2.0 के रूप में कह रहे हैं लेकिन असल में ये देश के लिए सपोर्ट और ग्रोथ की डबल डोज है डबल डोज यानी एक तरफ देश के सामान्य परिवार की बचत और दूसरी तरफ देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को नई मजबूती नए जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से देश के हर परिवार को बहुत बड़ा फायदा होगा
The Prime Minister added that middle class, neo-middle class, poor, youth and women will benefit with the GST reforms. The Prime Minister stated that without timely changes, India cannot get its rightful place in today's global situation. Mr. Modi said, teachers are the foundation of a strong nation and an empowered society. He said their work goes far beyond classrooms. He said teachers shape character and kindle curiosity in the Yuva Shakti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a joint telephone call with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. The two leaders emphasized the role of India-EU strategic partnership in jointly addressing global issues, fostering stability and promoting a rules-based order for mutual prosperity. Our correspondent reports, as the world's largest democratic forces, India and EU share a strong and close relationship built on trust, shared values and a common vision for the future. They also welcomed progress in bilateral relations in key sectors, such as trade, technology, investment, innovation, sustainability, defence, security and supply chain resilience. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha over phone yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed the bilateral cooperation as well as the Ukraine conflict. He said India supports an early end to this conflict and the establishment of enduring peace. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Sherin Tobgay, accompanied by his wife and official entourage, visited the sacred Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya in Bihar yesterday. The Bhutanese Prime Minister offered prayers at the UNESCO World Heritage Site, Mahabodhi Temple, Bodh Gaya. On his arrival, the Prime Minister was welcomed by the District Magistrate of the Gaya and the Chairman of the Bodh Gaya Temple Management Committee, BTMC, Shashank Shubhankar, and other officials. The Bhutanese PM was presented with a replica of the Mahabodhi Temple, a sacred Bodhi leaf, and BTMC publications as tokens of reverence and goodwill. Mr. Tobgay expressed heartfelt gratitude for the warm hospitality. During his four-day visit, the Bhutanese PM will attend programs in Gaya and Ayodhya before his arrival in New Delhi. The central government has introduced voluntary hallmarking for silver jewellery enhanced by a digital hallmarking unique identification system for quality assurance with effect from the 1st of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said, The decision will help consumers in ensuring purity of the metal while purchasing it. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Gujarat for the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan and Goa for today. Similar conditions will also prevail at Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Bengal, Uttarakhand and northeastern states. In hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4 stage match of the Asia Cup Championship at the Rajgir International Stadium. After facing an early setback in the first quarter, the hosts bounced back in the second quarter and established control over the game till last. Manpreet Singh, Sukhjeet Singh, Shilanand Lakra and Vivek Sagar Prasad scored one goal each. With this win, India moved to the top position in the Super 4 group with 4 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.